When there's a lot, so they used to have races up the Kevesh. And the one that got first within the Arba Amos of the Mizbeach, he won. So Amra Papa, Pshitali Arba Amos Adiara Lo, right, which Arba Amos near the Mizbeach is this talking about? It's obviously not talking about the four Amos closest to the beginning of the Kevesh. Because Ratzin Va'olim Ba'Kevesh, it says in the Mishnah, they ran up the Kevesh. So they didn't finish the race before they got on the Kevesh. Kamaisa Nomilo, also the first four Amos of the Kevesh, also not, because it says Va'olim Ba'Kevesh. Ratzin Va'olim Ba'Kevesh. Master, they went up the Kevesh, not the first four Amos. So the race wasn't in the on the surface of the Beis HaMikdash till the Kevesh, or even till the first four Amos of the Kevesh. They went up the Kevesh. First it said, Ratzin va'olim ba'kevesh, and then whoever got there first. So the end of the race must have been past the beginning of the Kevesh. The Beini Beini Nomilo. Anywhere on the Kevesh couldn't be the end of the race. Because then the Mishnah wouldn't tell me bichlal where these four Amos are. So pshitali the Gavi Mizbeach. Therefore, it's clear that it's the four Amos closest to the Mizbeach. But what does that include? Mizbeach Tanat. Boy Rapapa. Arba Amos Sha'omru. Bahade Ama Yisod. The Amos Sovev. Odil Mabarmi Ama Yisod. Amos Sovev Teku. So now, what does that mean? The closest, four Amos closest to the Mizbeach. Does the Mizbeach include the Amma of the Yisod and the Amma of the Soveh? So it's four Ammas from there, which is really six Ammas from the Guf of the Mizbeach. Or no, it was four Ammas away from the, what's it called, the actual Mizbeach itself, not including the Soveh and the, it was two Ammas after the Soveh and the Yisod. See Rashi? Pshitali, the Arab. No, before that. The Ara. Arba Amos Karka Smuchos Kodem Alos HaKevesh. It's clear that it's not the four Amos before you get to the Kevesh. Kamaisa Nomilo Arbri Sholmash Baregla Kevesh. Not the four Amos on the Kevesh either, because you had to go up the Kevesh. The Beini Beini Livror Arba Amos Besok Shloshim Ushtayim. It's not any of the Arba Amos on the Kevesh, because then it's not clear which Arba Amos. Where's the race end? Lo misaimin, lo yehei bohen simin. There wouldn't be any simin. Pshitali, the arba the kevesh gabi mizbeach. Therefore, it's clear that when it says the one that got within arba amos meant of the mizbeach. Miu homi boyali, the kaimelam bizvachim, sha kevesh, poreach ama al knisus hayisod, va ama asovet. The kevesh went over the ama that the yisod stuck out, and the sovet stuck out. Nimtzu arba hasmuchos lekevesh l'tchilas yisod mizbeach milmata hein sheish l'smichas gaga mizbeach. So it comes out that they stopped four amos before the what's it called the mizbeach itself. If that included the soveth and the yisod, then it was really six amos till the guf hamizbeach, because the ama, the yisod and the soveth were each one an ama out past the guf hamizbeach. Shehum Moshech Mikineged Hayesod Harishon Shtei Amos Umiboyalei Dalet Amos Demasnisim Legag HaMizbeach Noket Lehu. Is it the body of the Mizbeach that you went four Amos away from? So then it was really six Amos away from the Mizbeach, right? Dehainu Bahadei Amos Yesod VaAmos Soveh. That include the Yesod and the Soveh or not? Odilma Lismichas Ritzpas Tachtona de Mizbeach Noket Lehu Levad Miyesod V'Soveh Shu Sheish Kodem Lismichas Agag. Does it include the Soveh and the what's it called, the Yesod, or not included? Was it six Amos away from the actual Mizbeach, or only four Amos away from the actual Mizbeach? Okay, let's go on. They ask, there's various answers I'm not going to go into. They ask, what's Rav Papa Shaila? This is a mamish like Hilchas of the Mashiach, even worse, because it's never going to happen again. They're mevatel all the races. It's fascist, there can be questions, not the halacha. In other words, over here, we want to know what the Mishnah means. It's not a question of what the halacha is. The question is what the Mishnah means. So there's a lot of shailas to explain Mishnayas that are not Nogei L'maisa. When the Gemara says Hilchasa, Right? The halacha is like this. That's when it's a question of hilchos l'mashicha. But over here, we want to know what the Mishnah means. That's, I don't understand what the kasha is really. There's terutzim, but I don't understand the kasha. Okay. Tana. Hotziu etzbo seichem l'minyan. Right? The memuna would say, put out your fingers to count. Why don't we make a head count? Count their heads. Why do we count their fingers? You're not allowed to count Jews even for a dvar mitzvah. Right? That he counted them by using shards of klicheres. So the obvious question is, what difference does it make if you count people's fingers? That's also counting them. So they're all different terutzim. Somehow the enochanami, it's also to count fingers. But there was no other way to do it over here. Right, they couldn't put, every Kohen put in something and count back. They wanted to know the number of the Kohanim. They wanted to make this pious. So you had to start with somebody and end with somebody. So you had to count around. You see from here also, the counting is not just when you want to know the number of the people. You can't count them if you don't want to know the total. Just to count them. Because here they didn't count them to know the total of the Kohanim. They just went around putting numbers on the people. That's also us. Even with Dvar Mitzvah. So some say in a chanami, counting fingers also would be also, but here there was no other Eitzah, so it was a Dvar Mitzvah, they did it. Which I don't understand 100%, but then why would they count their heads? There's no difference between fingers and heads. And some say, I think some sofer says that it's not, since you could take your finger away, it's not something borrowed, so it's not a borrowed dick account. Right? Or when somebody could not put something in. When you count somebody's head, that's for sure. I don't understand either. I said, guy could put his head away too. I don't know exactly what the difference is. I think the push of the difference is the following. I didn't see anybody who says it, but l'chora, it's you don't need to say it. It's the push. Counting people, what's a person? An aver shah neshama kluyabo, that's a person. Find that in many cases. So the head, that's what a neshama is. That's aver shah neshama. He cut off somebody's head, he's not a person anymore. So you count heads, you're counting the person. But a finger is an appendage to the person. It's not an Avisha Nashama Kluya, but you can cut it off and the person will still be a person. So you're not counting the person when you count his finger. You're counting his finger. Mashengim, you count an Avisha Nashama, you count his body, where his heart is. You count his head, where his Nashama, you're counting him. Here you're counting a part of him. That's not counting people, that's counting pieces of people. That's okay. Okay. So Maskul for Ravashi, what's a right from the Pasuk that you didn't count them directly, but he counted them by counting things that they gave, these shards? Who said bezek means a shard? Maybe the bezek means he counted them in the city called bezek. It's telling you the location, not what he used to count them with. And he counted them directly. Counted their bodies in bezek. And where do I know that bezek's name of a place? Adoni bezek, the bezek. He found Adoni Bezek, the king of Bezek, in Bezek. So Bezek was the name of a place. Elamehacha. Vayishama Shol Isham, Vayifkedem Bakloim. Says that Shol counted the people, and he counted them, they gave sheep. Everybody gave a sheep, and they counted the sheep. They didn't count the people. Okay, Omar Rebbe Lazar, Kol Hamonis Yisrael over Balav. If you count Jews, right, you're over a lav. It shouldn't be counted. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer over b'shnei lavim. Shenemar lo yimad v'lo yisafir. Can't measure them and you can't count them. Two separate things. And I don't remember who. I think the Sfasema says that the difference is on the Ben Yehoyada says that what's the machlokas? Yimad means to measure. It's a child measuring people, right? You have 10 yards of people. So Pashas, that doesn't apply. It can apply. You can have, put people in a room, right, count how many people there are, and then know if you fill up the room, that's how many people there are. So it's conceivable, but it doesn't usually apply. So the Mandiomer who says that you count lo yimad, counts what's it called, you can measure people. The other one who says that you only count lo yisofer, as long as I'm mashing the Gemara like that, Gemara's mashing, everybody holds lo yimad, Christ is lo yisofer. But he learns that the question is, do you count the yimad also? Can you measure people? Or the measuring's not going on people b'chalav. Why they ask, why didn't he bring on the pasuk in the Torah? He sees us b'nei Israel, b'nosnu ish, right? They have to give a machzah shekel and not be counted directly. Some say that over there you could think it was because of the Chet HaEgel and needed kapara, and that was a special thing for there. These psukim tell me it applies all the time. Or that in that pasuk they counted all of Klal Yisrael. So I might think if you only count a portion of Klal Yisrael, like over here, it wasn't all of Klal Yisrael, there was just the Kohanim and the Azara, then it should be okay. From these psukim you see that even counting a portion of Klal Yisrael is awesome. Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Reb Yonason Romi. Reb Yonason brought us a contradiction in psukim. Ksiv v'hayom mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom, says that the mispar b'nei Yisrael will be like the grains of sand by the sea. So it's a finite number. There is a certain amount of number of grains of sand. Uksiv asher lo yimod v'lo yisofer, that it's infinite, can't be counted. So which is it? Is there a number or no number? Lo kasha. Kam bizman sheYisrael osim ratzon shel makom. Kam bizman sheein osim ratzon shel. When Klal Yisrael doing ratzon Hashem, they're infinite. When they're not doing ratzon Hashem, they're a lot, but they're finite. And meaning that when they're doing ratzon Hashem, they're a spiritual entity, and then there's no physical quantity to measure them. They're measured in quality, and that's infinite. When they're not doing ratzon Hashem, they're measured in quantity. Quantity always has a finite number. Rebbe Yomer Mishum Abba Yossi Ben Dostoy Lo Kasha. Can be they are them, can be they Shemayim. They can't be counted, be they are them. It's impossible for a human being to count them. But the Rabban Shom can count them. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. The Nimnino Leditu, the Google Osum, count their heads. The Bezek, Losh Shivre Harasim. These are shards, pieces of earthenware. Not to call echad echad cheres the hishlik lefan of umanu achrasim. Each one threw in a piece of cheres and they counted that. Vayifke de betloim tzivam lokachas kol echad tle mitzon hamelech. Right, and this was the king. They didn't have to give their own sheep. The king brought a lot of sheep, and he told everybody, "Take a sheep, and we'll count the sheep." Ubo lemercha v'nimnu hatloim. They went. What's it called? Everybody took a sheep, and then they counted the sheep. There's a number. Chol Hayam has a finite number. Kamala Ogun Gary. Omar of Nihiloi. Baridi. Omar Shmuel. Kivin Shinisman, the other partners, Salatsibor, Miss Asher. Person becomes a leader, he gets rich. Today, for sure, a prize. That means then it was a schus. Now it's a natural result of graft and other things. Right. Once a person becomes a leader, he becomes rich. So it's a school. Well, how do you know that? It says by Shaul, before he became king, they counted with shards of cheres. Well, after he became king and he counted them, they counted with sheep. So they graduated from shards to sheep, and they all came from the melech's, treasury. So he became rich. See, he became rich. Versus the Dilmadididu. Who said they were the kings? Like we said, right, that the king provided the tloyim. Maybe they were their own tloyim. Everybody brought their own sheep. So where's the raya that Shaul became rich and he had plenty of sheep to give out to be counted? Simkei, my revusa, the milsa. That's the case. And what's the chiddush? Right, you have to tell me, you know, that there was sheep. Right, just new shards again. Must be that they both times they belonged to the melech. The first time he couldn't afford the sheep, and the second time he became king, he could afford the sheep already. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Vayorev v'nachal. Omer Amoni al iske nachal. Now, since we mentioned Shaul HaMelech, we're going to go off on a tangent and speak about certain things about Shaul HaMelech. First thing it says that Shaul HaMelech, Vayorev v'nachal, before he went out to destroy Amalek, so he had struggled in the nachal. So Rav Moni said, al iske nachal. His struggle was a halachic struggle concerning the nachal of Egla Rufa. B'shosh Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Shaul, Lech v'kisas HaMolek, Omer u'man nefesh achas Omra Torah havei Egla Rufa. For one person who's killed, and we don't know who killed him. So the Torah said, bring an Egla Rufa. So you see how serious it is to kill a human being, right? Kol ha'nefoshes halolo alachas kam v'kama. All these Amalekim, for sure. And some bring a raya from here, the Stasemis, that you bring an Egla Rufa even if you find a dead goy, because the Amalekim were goyim. What's the Kavachomer? Maybe one dead Jew is important, but a lot of dead goyim is not important. So you see over here, so he says no, it could be not, could be the halacha is you only bring an egla rufa for a Jew, right? But or a suffix of a Jew. But by Amalek, maybe they were gerim who were mixed in with them. That was the concern. Even if people sinned, what did the animals do? You're killing all the animals. And if the adults sinned, what did the children do? Don't be such a tzaddik. You know, sometimes people are bleeding hearts and they have rachmanis on the wrong people. If you have rachmanis on cruel people, in the end you're going to have achzorius on merciful people. You have to know who to have mercy on. Right? So Shalom, don't be so big tzaddik that you're so worried about Amalek or whatever. Amalek are not the kind of people to be worried about. When Shaul told Doeg to kill no Vira Kohanim, because he judged them as Moridim B'Malchus, because they helped David, and Shaul considered David a Morid B'Malchus, Shaul considered David trying to take away his Malchus, and the Kohanim helped him. They didn't know they were helping David. Right? David told them he was on a secret mission for the king, so they gave him food and weapons or whatever. Right? And Shaul found out about it. Doeg told him this Lashon Hara about David, and he accepted the Lashon Hara that the about the Novi Rakohanim, that they helped David willingly, so he was done them as Moridim the Malchus, and he killed them. Right? Yotze Basko V'Yomro Lautir Shaharvi. Don't be a big Russia either. Here you're killing the whole city of Kohanim. This doesn't bother you. But to kill out the Amalek, if that bothered you. Omra Funa, let's see Rashi, no. Omra Funa, Kamalo Choli Velo Margish Gavra de Morisai. Right, Rashi, Kamalo Choli Velo Margish Gavra de Morisai. Kama Somach Umuftach. How much is a person not going to get sick and not going to feel any pain? Somebody who the Rabban Shem helps. In other words, a person who has Siyata Dishmaya can rest assured that he'll be okay. How much can he be reliant and sure, right, and trusting? The ein sorech lichlos, doesn't get sick, the lidog, or to worry, mikol ra, from any bad. Somebody who has siyata nishmaya can rest without worrying. Shari matzinu shol nichshul ba'achas v'osol ol ra, l'konso misa levatum achusa. David nichshol b'shtayim v'lo also l'ra. David HaMelech had siyata d'shmaya. He did two sins and still everything worked out okay for him. And Shaul HaMelech did one sin and he got punished right away. He didn't have that siyata d'shmaya. That's what it says. Shaul ba'achas v'also lo. Shaul did one sin and he suffered for it, got punished for it. David b'shtayim v'lo also lo. And David HaMelech had two and he persevered. The Marsha says, L'chora, what's not fair? Right? The Rabban Shalom like his favorite. So some say that David HaMelech, what's it called, admitted his sin immediately. So even though he had two, if he admitted it, you're forgiven. Shaul HaMelech had excuses. So even the one got him. Others say David HaMelech had a lot more zechuyos than Shaul. So in Echanami, he had sins, but he also had zechuyos. So he had that siyata d'shmaya from his tehillim and from all the other good things he did. Shaul HaMelech didn't have that many zechuyos. He didn't have that siyata d'shmaya. So he had the sin. He was punished for the sin immediately. Shaul ba'achas mahi. What is this one sin that Shaul did and he lost his malchus because of it? Maisa da'agag. The fact that he didn't kill out all the Amalekim, he kept Agag alive and all of the sheep. Ayvahayka maisa d'novi rakohan. Unless he killed out that was also a sin. No, it says Beferish in the Pasuk that he's lost his malchus because of the Maisa of Agag, that he left Agag alive. It says there Beferish, that's the reason I regret Shaul being the king, is because of the fact that he wasn't the kind of mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So David Bishtayim, and some say, I think the Chasam Sofer says a cute word. He says, I think it's a Chasam Sofer. He says that say it the shame on me. Chasam Sofer says, yeah. He says Shaul, the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is only if there's a king. Shaul didn't want to be the king, so he said that what's the mile of a king, that he doesn't have to be afraid of anybody. But if I'll be afraid and listen to the people, I won't really be a king. If I won't really be a king, there's no mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So the truth is that he really didn't do anything wrong because the mitzvah wasn't there, but he tried to find ways of getting out of the mitzvah. That's what he's punished for. You also get punished for trying to get out of a mitzvah, not just being over a mitzvah. The David Mishtai Mainin, what was the two things that David did, and he still kept his malchus? The Uriah the Hasasa. He sent Uriah to the, what's it called, to the front, right? So he was indirectly responsible for killing Uriah. And the Hasasa, he counted Klal Yisrael, what's it called, wrongly. How about that? That's the third thing. Hasam Ifrumine. No, there he was punished for it. These two things he didn't get punished for. But the Maisa Basheva, he got punished. When Nosan Hanavi came to him, gave him the marshal of the poor guy who had one keves and the rich guy who had so much, and he took away the keves, meaning he took Basheva, you have so many wives, you took this wife away from the other guy. So he says, you're going to pay four times for that keves. What did he pay for? Yeled, the child that he had from Basheva who died, the first one. Amnon, right? And Tamar, the whole Maisa of Amnon and Tamar. And Avshalom. So four of his children died or got raped or whatever, and that was his punishment. They had their cheshbonos, but it affected him. So that was his punishment for the Maisa Basheva. So Mari says, Hasam Nami Ifruminei, by the counting of the Jewish people that David did, Shelo Kedin, he also got punished. Tichsi, Vayitein Hashem Dever, right? The Me'ba'am in Haboker Ve'al Eish Moed, right? It says that there was a Dever. Over there, they didn't punish him from his own body, you know, his own children. There, the people got punished because of what David did. But here, his own family got punished. So Mar says, Hashem Namilo Ifru Migufe, right? They also there, he didn't punish him directly, it was his family. Mar says, Lai Ifru Migufe. Right, the Maisa over there, he also got punished himself. The Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Shisha Chadoshim Nitzara David, Uparshu Hemenu Sanhedrin, Vinistalka Hemenu Shchina, Tichsiv Yashuvali Reyecha, Vyodei Dosecha, Uksiv Hashivali Sison Yishecha. Right, David got punished for 6 months, he was a Mitzora. So the Maisa there, it punished his body itself. Not just his children, but his body also was punished, through Rashi. The Uriah Uda Hasasa, Shehusas Limnos is Israel Besof Yomad, right? He was incited to count the Jewish people. He had a Mishagas. That's what it means, incited. He had a Mishagas to count the Jewish people, Shalokadin, and he's punished. The Garam Lavo Aleim Dever. And because of that, a Dever came on Klal Yisrael. The Basheva Shabbalah. He lived with Basheva, even if she was mut or whatever, but Lamaisa wasn't a proper thing to do. Yeled Benarishon, the child that she conceived, died. Lushan, oh, okay. So he became a Mitzora for 6 months. Okay. So the Chora, the Tosa says, if that's the case, he got more than four times what he get. He lived with Basheva, and he's supposed to be punished four. He was punished more. He was punished with all these four people, plus he became a Mitzora. Right? So, and he says also, maybe the Tzoras didn't come because of the Maisa of Basheva. It came from the Maisa of Uriah. Right? So, he says, no, Uriah we know that he didn't get punished for it. Right, because it says also haragta becherub b'nei Amon. Just like you're not punished for what you killed from b'nei Amon, you're not going to be punished for what happened with Uriah. Right, that you're not right. She says so. It's more than four. She says Amnon and Tamar is counted as one. It says three plus the Tzoras is four. V'amarav kibel David lashon hara. There's another sin that David did. He was mekabel lashon hara when Mephibosheth. When what's it called, the Tziva told him that Mephibosheth wanted to take the opportunity when Avshalom chased David out of Yerushalayim, so Mephibosheth, who was the last survivor of Shaul's home, He didn't. He fasted, and he didn't. He acted like a mourner. So he didn't come to join David. That's the first thing. He didn't come to join David. So the reason he didn't come to join him is it wasn't because he wasn't on his side. He was on his side. He felt very bad also that David HaMelech was in danger. But Siva, his Eved, said that Mephibosheth is just waiting to take over the Malchus because David has now been deposed. And he's waiting now that Avshalom should get rid of David and he should be able to take over the Malchus and continue on the line of Shaul. And David HaMelech was Mekabel Lashon Hara against Siva, against Mephibosheth. And later on when Mephibosheth didn't come to join him, when he came back to Yerushalayim, right, and he was victorious over Avshalom, he found Mephibosheth mourning. So he assumed that he's mourning because he's coming back. But the truth is he was mourning the whole time that he was deposed because it bothered him that he was deposed. The opposite. So because he was Mekabel Lashon Hara, he didn't give back Mephibosheth his Nachla, he split it between him and Siva. So he was Mekabel Lashon Hara against him. It wasn't true. It was Mochi Shebra. It wasn't even Lashon Hara. So that's another chet. Kishmuel, the Amr lo kibel David Lashon Hara. No, that wasn't a chet. David HaMelech had a right to be Mekabel that Lashon Hara because what? Because Simonim, he saw David HaMelech had reason to believe the Lashon Hara. In other words, if you see proof, you can believe something if you see proof. He had all these proofs. It was Misabel and whatever. So he saw that Tziva was telling the truth. He didn't accept it because what Tziva said. He accepted what Tziva said because he saw proof to it. In the end, the proof wasn't proof, but he assumed it was. That was okay. The Rav Nami, Rav Uholti was Mekabel Lashon Hara, that he had no right to Mekabel this Lashon Hara. It wasn't because of the proofs that he saw. He out and out accepted what Tziva said. Right, the Omer Kibel David Lashon Hara, Yifrumine, he was punished for that. So it's not a kasha. These sins he was punished for. The two that he wasn't punished for is the one we're bringing the raya from. The Omer of Yehuda Marab, Bishosh Omer Lo David Mephibosheth, Omarti Atov Atshiva Techalkus Asoda, when you said, because I'm not sure whether Mephibosheth is for me or against me, so therefore I'm going to split his Nachla with Shiva, his Evid, right? I'm not giving it back to him completely. Yotza Basko, the Omra Lo Rechovim, the Yerovim, Yechalkos HaMalchus. That was the seeds for the eventual split of Malchus based on it. Rashi, Lashon Hara, Al Mephibosheth Mipit Siva. Hai Ifrumine, Mida the Mida. Mida Kenegin Mida, they punished him. Who hit Sido the Chalik Nachla? So he split the Nachla between Siva and Mephibosheth, but who nifs of Nachlus Malchus? And his own Nachla, Malchus, was split. Okay, Ben Shana Shol de Malchol. Again, we're going to continue speaking about Shol HaMelech. Shol was a year when he was Melech. What's what Ben Shana? Amar Afuna Kiven Shana. He was like a year old child. Shalom Tam Chait. Never had even the taste of Chait. He was a Tzadik Gomer when he became Melech. Maskiflor of Nachem Bayitzor Veimaka Ben Shana Shemaluchlech Betit Betzoa. Maybe he was like a 1 year old kid who's filthy dirty, right, with dirty diapers and what's it called? Maybe that's what it could be. Shana. Don't look at the spiritual aspect of a 1 year old kid, look at the physical aspect. So Rav Nachman Shiuta Bechalmei. So that night Rav Nachman had a nightmare. Because he said this chashash against Shaul like he spoke derogatory about Shaul. Instead of learning it positive, learn it negative, right? Omer Nenesi Lachem Asma Shaul Ben Kish. So after he saw the nightmare, he realized he's being punished for what he said against Shaul. And I was thinking to explain a little bit more what he said against Shaul. He was just saying, how do you know? He's trying to learn the pasuk. So what was so terrible? And in fact, in the end, that it wasn't such a terrible thing. Right? He was trying to say, how do you know the pasuk means that? Maybe the pasuk means this. He wasn't saying terrible things about Shaul HaMelech. He was trying to explain the pasuk. But there's a klal in Medrash that on a tzaddik you're always darshan the pasuk for the good, and by a rasha you always darshan the pasuk for the bad. Whatever's a drash, that's a klal. It's one of the 32 klalim in Medrash. So if that's the case, what was his question? If you could darshan the pasuk for good or for bad, if Shaul was a tzaddik, darshan it for the good. His thing was, maybe Shaul wasn't such a tzaddik, and therefore you could darshan the pasuk for the bad. So by having the shaila, how you darshan the pasuk, he already was bringing up a possibility that Shaul wasn't a tzaddik. So he spoke bad about Shaul. Hadar causes siyuta b'chelmei. Even though he said this, right? I spoke badly about you, Shaul ben Kish. So in other words, like the bones of Shaul ben Kish, I'm apologizing. He saw another nightmare. Omer neneisu lechem asman Shaul ben Kish melech Israel. So now he asked Mechila and he added the words melech Israel. And then he didn't see any more nightmares. So you see, don't start up with Shaul HaMelech. Siyuta malachi pachad mavilim also. Right, malachim, scary malachim scare people with nightmares. Okay, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Mifnei malo nimshecha malchus beishol. How come the malchus of Shaul didn't continue on? Now, even though the maisa, the malchus was supposed to be Yehuda, and David was supposed to be the king, but it could have continued on as a mishnah lemelech. Shaul would have been like a second in command, right? A subordinate malchus. Why did it end and didn't continue bechlau? Because there was nothing negative about his past, his ancestry, and that's not good. You know, not mamana parnas on the tzibur unless he has a kupa of shrotzim in his back. He has a skeletons in the closet. In other words, his ancestry has not such good things. Why? Because if he's all perfectly pure, he has a good ancestry, he's going to become a balgaiva, tazuach daito alav, and a leader can't be a balgaiva. Can't be separated from the people, the Maral says, with gaiva. He has to be part of the people. So he'll consider himself too big. The Marsha says it's only kupa shel shrotzim le'achorav, in the back. He says it's only if there's something wrong with the mother's side of the family, which is not such an ikur. But if there's something wrong with the father's side, you're not mamana him aparnas. Right, something on the father's side. This is chashash on the father's side. She in tazuach died to a love. Omrim lo chazor lacharecha. Look at your background. Look where you came from. So don't be such a big balgaiva. But if he doesn't have anything to look at, he'll be a balgaiva. Omer of Yehuda Maram. Et neim anena shol mitnei shemochel al kvodo. Why was Shaul punished? Because he was mochel on his covet. He's the king, and he didn't stand up for his covet. Right, this covet of the king is a Torah thing. Not his own covet, it's the covet of Torah. So he had to stand up for it. Melech shemochel al kvodo ain't kvodo mochel. Shenemar, ubnei Belial omru mayo sheinu zeh. When they appointed Shaul king, so the bnei Belial said, what's this guy going to help us? And they insulted him. Velo hevi lo mincha, they didn't bring him a present. But he came out and he kept quiet. So you think, Adar, big mile, right? They love him, they mold him. But no, he's the king. A king has to be makbid on his covet. It's covered Hashem, the covered of the king. Uksi vayal nachashu amoni vayichen al yovesh givad. Okay, let's see. Now for that, he got punished afterwards. See Rashi. Lo nimshecha le'orech yomim. How come Shaul HaMelech's kingdom didn't go on for a long time? It ended very abruptly. Shelo haya bo shum dofi mishpachi. He didn't have any ancestral, what's it called, skeletons in the closet. Vizgo ha-malachim ha-yotzim izaru al Yisrael. And therefore, there was always a danger that the malachim that would come from him would be lord over the Jewish people with a tremendous amount of gaiva. Aval David merusha ma'aviyos. David had the skeletons in the closet. He came from Rus, from what's it called, from Benos Lot. A lot of skeletons in the closet of Malchus Beis Yehuda. Kupa shel shrotzim dofi mishpacha. Nena shol lovel lidei dover she'olav nikol mimenu malchus. That he was nenesh not for this. But he was nenesh, meaning that he could come to the, he didn't get the siyata nishmai that when he sinned, he lost the malchus. In the beginning, he was mochel on his covet. The gil alasno sheinu kedai limloch. He wasn't fit to be a king. He didn't understand what it means to be a king. How could you be mochel on the covet of a king if you understand what being a king is? Uksiv ayal nachash ramoni, umaskana de milsa, shomer Yisrael, mi haomer shol, yimloch aleinu bitmiya. Who said that Shaul should be the king? They said, give us over these people, they're more the Malchus. These people who would question the Malchus of Shaul. And Shaul said, no, we're not killing anybody today. Today's a celebration. Nobody gets killed. So the Maisa, what's it called? In the end, he got punished for that he was able to do the Chayt, didn't have Siyata Nishmaya, and he lost his Malchus.